That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I am Trey, and today I wanted to debate a little bit on who you'd rather switch lives with in the celebrity world. So I brought in Anna from Channel Surfing, or from Kid TV if you're a fan of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Nick Adams, who is on the Shut Up podcast, and he is the associate producer, senior associate producer? Executive senior vice president.
I'm going to get new business cards made if you keep going with it.
Of the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the newest Kid Craddock Morning Show member, Alicia. Hey. Hello, Alicia.
Oh, hey. How are you?
This is your first time doing any of these podcasts that we got going on with the sport staff, right?
It is.
Awesome.
I heard yours is the best, so that's why I'm glad.
Oh, my gosh.
Start on this one.
Look at that. She's my new favorite.
Is Trey the one that told you that, though?
Shh.
You are mistaken, but go and check out all of the podcasts at KidNation.com and decide which one is your favorite. So about, I don't know, a year ago, Nick asked the question if I would trade lives with Justin Bieber. And I don't think that I would. It doesn't sound like a great life. He seems beat down.
Oh, but to be beat down like Justin Bieber gets beat down for just a day. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, I would do it.
For a day,
Trey,
I can understand.
If you can close your eyes and go to Victoria's Secret Party, this was when you were single. If you could close your eyes and just point, and she's yours.
Yeah.
It would be great. If I could just go and spend $300,000 on a car, just because.
Yeah, imagine having absolutely no financial worries.
Yeah, but money
zero.
Doesn't make you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at him. He looks so sad and lonely.
Hold on. Money can definitely make you happy.
It's not going to solve your problems.
People and relationships and love makes you happy,
sure.
Not money.
It's not going to solve all of your problems, but if I can go for lunch and get a really big steak just because, I'm going to be happy.
Uh-huh.
True.
I'm going to be happy. It's not going to solve my problems.
It's fleeting happiness.
I agree with you, Nick.
Yeah.
So I then wanted to go into you don't have a choice. You got to pick one or the other. Pick a celebrity that you would rather trade lives with. And so first up, I'll go with Big Al Mac or JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Alicia, since you're brand new, I'll let you go first. Who would you rather trade lives with, Al or JC? Al's got two bars, but he's old and kind of lonely. JC is younger, real good looking, but he has two of those little kids that he's got to deal with all the time.
But an attractive wife. So
sure.
I get an attractive
a husband.
Other?
Yeah, yeah.
Attractive oh, JC.
Other? Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
JC.
I'll do JC. Yeah,
yeah. That one probably wasn't the best. Nobody's going to want to be
on.
Big Al.
I'm going JC. I'm telling you guys. Being lame and being married and living in the burbs is the best thing ever. Everyone says it sucks. No, it is awesome.
But the kid aspect is the trouble with
Spide.
He has a kid.
I mean,
yeah,
he does. But JC has one more than I do, so that's a lot to handle.
But, man, the love between JC and Kinsey, though, I would take that 10 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was pretty easy. Mm-hmm. By the way, Nick Adams is a great follow on Snapchat. Pretty funny yesterday with little Davis playing with a milk jug.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Jugs.
You got to be sure to watch Nick's snaps with sound because it's the narration that makes it.
And you know, I've fallen off my snap game.
Are you on the Insta? The Insta stories?
I've fallen off that too. I go back and forth on social media. Sometimes, like, all I do is Snapchat and I won't post on anything for a month. Or all I'll do is Instagram and I won't do anything else. But I just had to change my Snapchat name. Now it's Nick Adams Snaps. And when you do that, you can't just change your name. You have to create a whole new account.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I lost all my followers. So now I got to build it back up.
When I got the notification of your new Snapchat, I thought somebody was posing as you. And I was like, about to be like, oh my God, Nick, you got
like a Snapchat
before.
Catfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's happened
God.
Before.
Catfish.
I've reached out to Snapchat to see if they'll verify me, but so far it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So would you rather be the founder of Facebook or the founder of Snapchat?
Facebook.
No!
Snapchat! Yeah.
Everyone
Why?
Hates Facebook right now.
So?
And he's got to be all like, oh, I've got Russian trolls all over the place. It seems like a beating to be in charge of Facebook right now. Mark Zuckerberg's got too much on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the actual celebrities. Would you rather be Justin Bieber or Ed Sheeran?
Oh, Anna? Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
10 out of 10.
Nick?
Same, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
And I say Ed Sheeran, too. These are going to be way too easy.
He's just more respected.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just sweet and humble and just a great person
and
to be around.
And he's insanely talented. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, like, the most talented person ever. And I love him.
All right, Ed Sheeran, Two Broken Arms? Or Justin Bieber?
Ed Sheeran, Two Broken Arms.
Still.
Yeah, Two Broken Arms.
Not
so
having
get
the
a
ability.
Lot of sympathy from people.
It's a good point. All right, now here's one that's not on the good spectrum. It's probably a lot worse. Would you rather be Chris Brown or Usher?
Yikes.
So you've got Chris Brown with the domestic violence issue, and you've got Usher with the open sores issue. And Alicia.
Man, what a choice. What a great life. Wow.
If anybody has just an answer off the top of their head, Anna or Nick, you can just throw it out there.
I was going to say, I already have herpes, so I know. So I'll go.
Let that be on the record.
No, I would definitely go Chris. No, I would not go Chris Brown. I would definitely go Usher.
I think I'd go Usher.
I'll go Usher.
I'll stand a little itchy and people thinking I'm gross than me hitting someone.
And Rihanna's like my girl. Yeah. Like, that's my girl crush. So I'll go Usher.
Yeah, I go Usher as well.
Both
are pretty bad situations, but in retrospect, I mean, what Chris Brown did was absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm.
But if Usher didn't tell somebody about it,
we don't
Brown's
know what
worse.
Happened. We don't know what happened like, between those
five
people, if Chris Brown told them or not.
I'll go Usher as well, but that one's a lot closer than the other two we've done so far. All right, so unanimous on Usher again. Okay, Paula Deen or Martha Stewart? I think I'll go ahead and start this one off. I pick Martha Stewart immediately.
Yeah. Because Martha's image wasn't really tainted.
Right. And I don't even know exactly what she did. Which
it was basically like insider trading.
Right, right. But I mean, I just forgot that that's what like insider trading, because she sold stock in her own company?
I don't know if it was her own company, but I think she caught wind that either stocks were going to fall or someone else was going to share. So she sold hers. And I think just having knowledge of something happening before it happens, and she got out, sold a bunch of shares, that's inside trading. And I think it's all tied up in that somehow. So
yeah, but comparing to Paula, not that bad.
Yeah, no.
What she did,
no,
not that bad. And she turned her career around. What, she has a TV show with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd pick Martha because, now she's hanging with Snoop. I bet she's got the into so many cool parties.
That cool grandma.
So many cool people. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, Alicia.
She's got street cred with the African American community. Paula Deen does not.
True.
That's a good
Martha Stewart is beloved by all.
Yeah.
Paula Deen is beloved by some really deep Southerners.
Yeah.
People in the deep South.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about Tom Hanks or George Clooney, Anna?
George Clooney.
What?
Who would I rather be?
Tom Hanks or George Clooney? Name a good George Clooney movie.
Up in the air, Descendants.
Was he
Syriana? Also, are we just talking starring or producing?
George Clooney is like George Clooney. You know what I mean?
He's so smooth.
Is he George Clooney?
You guys,
the Silver Fox.
Silver Fox. And he has two kids now, and he has this marriage.
And his wife is beautiful and he's intelligent.
Yes, and he's insanely rich. Okay, and Tom Hanks, based on what we like saw today about him hating press junkets, doesn't seem like he's that happy right now.
No. I agree 100% with Tom Hanks on that whole press junk thing. I can't imagine how much of a beating it is to be like, just go see the movie, but I have to be likable.
Yeah. Exactly, though. He's kind of beat down by it now. So I'll take George Clooney.
I don't know, but so George Clooney's a lot better looking than Tom Hanks, but Tom Hanks has grown kids. George Clooney is 50, and he's dealing with two twins.
Like, but he looks like he's 30, am I right? Just
kidding.
Anna has my vote over there.
I'm saying Tom Hanks. I'm going to go Tom Hanks on this.
Tom Hanks as well for me. Alicia?
Is this even a question? George.
Thank you. Yes.
This is not.
Alicia and I are one.
This is not who you would rather, you know.
Have friends with?
No, I understand.
Yeah. This is not
date?
Who you'd rather date. That's
go
a good
on a vacation
word for
with?
Yeah.
Hang out with after this podcast?
Oh, I'd much rather go on a vacation with George Clooney.
Oh, I think I just got a text from George Clooney.
So lucky.
Okay, here's another good one. These are the two most talented people I think I could come up with in Hollywood. Dwayne Johnson or Jamie Foxx?
I'm going to go Dwayne Johnson. I'm going The Rock.
Just because of muscles?
Yes.
See,
he just seems like the nicest guy ever.
Jamie Foxx has so much talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well, they
sickening.
Both do.
Yeah, so yeah. The Rock.
Yeah. But The Rock's coworkers, for some reason, don't like him. All that drama going on with Fast and the Furious.
True.
So, you know, we don't know him. We like him, but maybe there's, you know, something going on there.
I will say, I think Jamie Foxx's choice in women is poor.
You don't like Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes is
She's adorable.
But for Jamie Foxx, Katie Holmes, Dawson Creek.
What
come
if she
on.
Has a great personality and just an overall wonderful person?
Yeah. Yeah, Trey. What if?
Yeah, Trey.
Yeah, Trey.
What's wrong with wonderful, calm
personality?
Great people.
Y'all were basing the George Clooney Tom Hanks thing. So don't give me that crap.
But also, I feel like Jamie Foxx has a wider social circle. I feel like he has more contacts. I feel like he has more ins and outs. So that's why I would pick Jamie.
But Jamie Foxx is not on top of the game right now. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is on top of the game. Jamie Foxx, name a really good movie Jamie Foxx is in.
Any Given Sunday?
Okay, 15 years ago.
The Rock,
okay. 12 years ago?
The Rock was in Game Plan?
He hosts a game show. You love game shows, Nick.
I do love game shows, but Dwayne is on top of the game right now. There is a curse when you win an Oscar for a lot of people. And right when you win the Oscar, your career isn't so great. Halle Berry, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie's also a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. And so I automatically get jealous of the stand-up comedians.
Alley.
So I go Jamie Foxx.
I get jealous of a guy that was a professional wrestler.
And I might get backlash for this, but I didn't agree with The Rock being sexiest man alive.
No.
What?
No.
Really?
Really?
What is not sexy about him?
He's bald.
So?
Oh my gosh. That's your line. That is where you draw the line.
That's it?
I have an aside. Can we go down the bald avenue real quick?
Yeah.
My girlfriend told me, I don't know if I can be with you if you ever go bald.
Are
every day.
Are you saying you need to get some Rogaine?
No. I'm doing all right in the hair department. But I was like, if I ever go to her and be like, listen, if you ever get fat, I'm leaving you.
Oh, that's how you took it?
That's double standard.
That's a double standard. I could do nothing. If I lose my hair, it's not like I could do something about it. I mean, I could go get surgery, but you could do the same for being fat. Anyway.
It makes me sad that you're so hurt.
And so I just was, is that an acceptable thing for her to say? Like, is it acceptable for you to say, because he's bald?
Well, see, my initial reaction when you first said this statement was, every day I find out that Karen and I have more in common than I thought. But then, seeing your reaction to it, I'm like, oh, you know, Trey's right. That's kind of, that makes me sad.
Yeah, now I feel bad, because I've definitely said that to my boyfriend. I'm so sorry.
And I'm sorry to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
Just look like, you know, neck down.
Right.
Like down, he's cool?
Yeah.
Okay, now, cool.
On the other hand, if she ever goes bald, I'm out.
That's right.
Oh, was that you were going to say? Wait, reset it, reset it.
No, you said it. It's fine.
Oh, no.
It's still funny.
What? How is that okay?
Oh, it just is. Listen.
Girls can't go bald. Come on.
Are we really having this debate?
I think
bald women...
If you want to hear Trey be a little bit more sexist, check out our Survivor podcast or Around the Table.
Actually, that is becoming more popular. More girls are shaving the head. Amber Rose, Kate Hudson just shaved her head.
True.
Who else? I know some other girls.
Kate Hudson, did you say that? Kate Hudson?
Yeah,
Kate Hudson shaved her head.
Which one of them is better looking without hair? Thank you. All right, moving on to the next group. Let's go with Tina Fey, who is on top of the comedy game.
Uh-huh.
Or Meryl Streep, who's on top of the dramatic game.
Oh, Tina Fey.
I pick Tina Fey as well. I just enjoy comedy more,
Me too.
I'm gonna go towards Tina.
I'll say Meryl Streep just to be different.
I thought you'd pick Tina because of SNL.
Yeah, I would. I'd definitely pick Tina. I didn't want to agree with everyone else.
All right, moving into the reality world. Kim, Chloe, or Courtney?
Kim. Easy.
Really? Why?
I love Kim. I love Kim Kardashian. But I think, like, I don't know. I love her.
That's
Courtney. Courtney has 4 kids, okay? And, like, her whole issue with Scott and all of this, like, thing, you know, that sounds like just, like, a mess. Just something I don't want to be a part of. And Chloe, I really admire her. She's very strong. She's very strong-headed. I'm not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I relate most to Kim.
I'd probably go Kim also.
Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. I think the drama, initially I wanted to be Courtney, but the drama with her family, with Scott and stuff, I don't want to deal
too
with
much.
That. And then Chloe's just not, Chloe's not exciting, so I'm going to be Kim.
Okay, I would go with Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Chloe.
No kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
one
I guess
on the way.
One on the way. But
supposedly
she also does. She, I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, as I'm talking it out, I know that I'm already wrong. I was going to say less drama about like her weight and stuff, but that's crazy talk. That's mm-hmm. a stupid thing to say. I'm going to go back and I'm going to go with Courtney. Mm-hmm. Courtney seems to have her. No, they're all terrible.
Why would you want to be Kim?
Hold on. Chloe. No, don't go back on Chloe. Chloe was a good choice because out of all the sisters, she has her life mostly together. She had an insecurity, which was her weight.
True.
And then she got her head right and started working out and then created this amazing TV show.
Right.
That is just about inspiring women to lose weight.
You said an amazing TV show.
Yes.
Amazing?
It's actually very inspiring. Have you watched it?
Not one second.
I have personally watched it, and it's very inspiring. For a Kardashian, it's a good show.
Okay. I love Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'll say it.
Oh, I don't watch that show. But
oh, I've seen all like all seasons.
I'm going to have to go back to Chloe
yes.
again because of her mate. Tristan Thompson hasn't done anything that has been over the edge. I couldn't be Kim because of Kanye.
You don't like Kanye?
He's a crazy person. Every day, every single day of that, and you're like, I don't know if you can go around daddy today, kids, because he might be losing his mind.
How come you didn't include Kylie and Kendall in that?
Well, let's play that game. Kylie or Kendall?
Kendall.
Yeah.
Kylie.
There you go. That's why right there.
I like Kylie.
Wait, you like Kylie better?
Here's the thing. Here's why I will always stand and defend Kylie, because as an 18-year-old, I think she was, she had this huge insecurity that the entire world picked on.
Which
imagine
was?
Being bullied.
Her lips.
Imagine being the entire world bullying you over your one insecurity. And then she got surgery, and then everyone bullied her about her surgery. And now she took an insecurity and made a multi-million-dollar company out of it. So imagine us being normal, not rich, having an insecurity, and just being bullied and not doing anything with it.
Might as well make money off
of it. Yeah, she became a millionaire.
I'd rather
go,
just be the hot one.
Yeah. The model.
And Kendall's doing fine with money.
Yeah. I agree.
And I mean, ever since they were even little and on the Kardashians, Kendall always seemed like the most level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Kylie, I think, personality-wise. I think I'm just more of a Kendall.
Mm-hmm. Kendall and Chloe, I think, are probably the most level-headed.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone else is just kind of all in the
kind clouds. Of all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, this last one is just for Anna and Alicia. So a couple of days ago, I guess a couple of weeks ago, Nick and I were put against each other on Instagram as who was the hottest on the Kid Craddock Morning Show of the staff and all that. So I said that I was much hotter than Nick.
Of course you did.
And Nick didn't have to say a word. He just had a picture posted of him, and he got the votes. 60 to 40. You know what? Kid Nation was very nice to me. Mm. Nobody said anything really horrible to me, so I won't try to like defend myself. That baby, though, was worth 10% of the vote. I'll tell you that much. Anyway.
Are you bitter?
No, I am not bitter. I am just fine.
Okay. I don't have a baby with me now. We can vote again.
But let's just vote. Whose life would you rather have? Would you rather be me, or would you rather be Nick? And I'll make Anna answer first, Alicia, since you've had to answer the other two hard ones.
Oh, this is supposed to be hard? I'd be Nick.
Yay. Alicia.
But hold on. Can I defend myself? Because I am new. So I just got to know y'all 4 days ago. So I don't know your lives.
That's perfect, though.
That is perfect.
That is
just
perfect.
Off the, now, you're basically basing this off of, you've hung out with Nick a little bit more, but you're just basing it off of looks almost.
I think he has a baby next to his face over there.
Oh, look at that baby.
Look at Davis.
All right. That's debatable. Thanks for joining us. I'm Trey. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate it. If you're interested in social media and stuff, at That's Debatable and at On The Tradio, whatever. If you follow it, cool. If not, then whatever.
Are Talk you okay? to you.
Yeah, why?
I think he's still really emotionally hurt about the
bald thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the bald. Thanks, Trey.
Woo!